Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. Joshua 7:20, please. And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord, God of Israel. And thus have I done," he said. Next verse. "And when I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold, 50 weight, shekels weight, then I coveted them, and I took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth." He told them where it was. "It's in my tent." Somebody shout, "My tent." "And the silver is under it." Told him where it was. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran into the tent. Behold, it was hid in Achan's tent. And the silver, like he said, it was there. It was under it. And they took them out of the midst of the tent, brought them unto Joshua and all the children of Israel, laid them out before the Lord, showed the Lord what he had. And Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, Joshua and all of Israel, and Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons. They took his sins, his sons. They took his sins, his sons, his daughters, and his oxen, his asses, and his sheep, and his tent where he hid it, and all that he had. And they brought them into the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have thou troubled us? Why have you? The Lord shall gonna trouble you today." And all of Israel stoned him with stones, burned them with fire. And after they had stoned them with stones, they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Preach for a few moments tonight. It's time to clean the house. I said, it's time to clean the house. I said, it's time to clean the house. Father, I come humbly before you, Lord, and I pray for your voice to speak tonight. I come ready to have church. I come ready to be in your presence. But we know the greatest challenge is not devils, it's that old human, stinking, rotten, selfish flesh. But Father, I know you have a word that you desire to speak tonight. I ask humbly before you to anoint my mind to follow your spirit, anoint my voice to speak your holy oracles. And I'm asking that your spirit of rest and peace and faith fall on this house. You're here right now. If only they would press through the crowd, they would feel what they need to feel. I feel you, Lord, walking. Oh, God, I feel you walking in this mist. Why don't you reach out and touch him? He's here. Come on, reach out and touch it. I'm going to reach out and touch him. He's here. Come on, reach out and touch him. He's here. I shouldn't have to ask you. You should want to. Ha, my Lord, the Father's here. I said he's here right now. Oh, glory to God. The healer's here. The deliverer's here. The Savior's here. Yeah, yeah, he's here. He's here. Say this with me. It's time to clean the house. Now, everybody say it. Some of you got some gum in your mouth or you just got a dead tongue. Say, it's time to clean the house. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, you can be seated. Thank you. God promises to establish his word in our lives through the obedience of his word. Obedience to God's word will, yes, said it will. Somebody shout it will. It will manifest the word that God has given us. Some doubt that doing God's word is important in life. It is the action that will produce the power and the ability of God in our life through our obedience. See, obedience will manifest the promise. Disobedience will manifest the judgment. James 1 and 25 declares to me and you tonight, but whosoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty continueth therein, he be a not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. But look, but he that be a doer of the work, it is a work of the word that produces the deed. But say it again, it is the work of the word that produces the blessing. By being obedient to God's word, you shall be blessed. Somebody shout, I shall be blessed. It's not that you may be blessed, but it is a declared decree from God Almighty that I shall be blessed. No matter what you're facing, no matter what's challenging you, no matter what you're battling, I want somebody to declare deep down in your spirit, I shall be blessed. Oh, I shall be blessed. You see, the very scheme of the enemy is to lure us away from God's word. He knows that rebellion would do to you and I. It will curse our lives because he is a product of rebellion. 1 Samuel 12 and 15 says to us that, but if you will not obey the voice of the Lord, ye but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall the hand of the Lord be against you as it was against your fathers. You see, rebellion turns the hand of God. Look at me. It turns the hand of God. You hear me now? If I do what the word of God instructs me, it puts me into God's divine favor. Anybody ready? Is anybody in the house tonight? Are you ready to have divine favor on your life? Is anybody searching for that divine favor? Is anybody seeking for that divine favor? Is anybody reading for that divine favor? I believe everybody in this house tonight, young or old, is looking for God to put his divine favor on you, that you can walk in a place and get a job. You can ask for a divine blessing, he'll rain it on you. If you ask God for a healing, he'll manifest it. I'm looking for that divine favor of God, and God's looking for somebody that he can give it to you tonight. He desires to bless you. Here in the word of God, Joshua is stepping into leadership. Moses had died, and now he was the one who led Israel into the promise of God. But understand, you want to lead your family in divine favor of God. God gave Joshua the answer to how to have God's favor. And it was Joshua 1 and 8 that he spoke how to lead your family in divine favor. It's in the word of God. He says, this book of the law, God gives him the very pattern of how to lead Israel. He never led. He's always a second man. Moses has died, stepped out of the way. Now Joshua had the responsibility to lead Israel into a conflict to possess the very promises of God. As leaders of the house, dads, if fathers, it's our job to lead our house into God's divine favor. But God says, Joshua, this book of the law, it shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You've got to live the word daily and lead your family with it daily to have progress, prosper, and to have good success. You see, the word, I feel my help. The word of God, the Bible, is not just a bunch of laws of what we can do and we cannot do. It is the very instructions on how to get into God's favor and how to have a blessed life and how to have a saved life. You see, how to get into the kingdom of God, you got to be born again. Joshua stands facing the Jordan River. He has led the children of Israel across to this point in life. Now they stand facing a new place, but he had to cross the Jordan. They had to follow his word. I know tonight a lot of things I preach sometime. I don't want to do that. I know he's preaching I should do this and do that. But you don't understand. I'm the one that hears the voice of God when he speaks to me of what to preach to you and to get to where God wants us to go. You got to be willing to follow me. You got to be willing. I'm not going to go there. Well, there's other messages I'm going to preach. I'm here to tell you now, God gave Joshua a word. And they had to follow him to get into the place that God promised them. If we ever going to get into the place that God promised us, you got to pull your bootstraps up, tighten your belt up, and say, there's some things I don't want to do, I got to do. Tell me in God's name, where is it a sin for me to preach on? We need to have a healthy church. The healthier church is, the stronger our spirits are. I need saints of God who are healthy. We got a lot of battles to fight, a lot of enemies to overcome. We got a lot of souls to pray through. We got a lot to do. We need a healthy church. That's why I preach on it. I know you may not like it, but that's what the voice of God is telling me to tell you. To get across into the promised land, God gave them a word. Joshua 3, read this, 1. He says, Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed Shittim and came down to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and they lodged there. Before they passed, everybody say they stopped. Sometimes a church in the spirit comes to a place and they stop. We ain't always going to be blowing and going. It's like tonight, you come and you stopped. Yeah, you have. You chilling tonight, baby. You know you are. I've got a hard week ahead and I'm tired. Who ain't tired? I don't even care if you don't work, you're still tired. You're tired of the spirit of the world. You get tired going to Walmart. I get tired of going to Corinth. I'm going to get on that my soap opera again. Why don't people learn how to drive? When the speed limit says 65, why stay on 49? Get out of my way. It wears cursed my spirit out to go to Ripley, Mississippi. Tippah County, I hope, pray to God, they four-lane it because somebody's going to get run over. They think they ain't never saw that tree before. Bless God, for 50 years they've looked at it every day. My God, they don't know how to pull out in front of you. They'll wait till you get 50 feet in front of you and pull out. You know I'm telling the truth. Hope you ain't none of them. But you get on my nerves. It wears my spirit out. Come on, church. Bible said, Joshua said, they stopped there. Sometimes we just got to stop as a church. It came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. My God. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, the priests and Levites bearing it, then you shall remove your place and go after it. Listen, I listen. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits measure. You know what that is? That's a half mile. You got to stay a half mile from the Ark of the Covenant. You can't get no closer. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way which you must go. For you have not passed this way before. You ain't been this way before. You better follow me, faint saints. You got to stay right where God told you to, or you're going to lose where God's taking us to. Come on, you got to stay prayed up. You got to get some worship about you. You got to get some praise about you. If we don't stay where God put us, we ain't never going to get where God's taking us to. Come on, do I have any praisers in the house? We need to take the pews out and just stand. My God, come on. We got enough to praise God enough that we don't need to sit down. God's been too good to us to sit down on him. We need to continue to praise him. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, clean your house. For tomorrow the Lord would do wonders among you. I got a word. Y'all hang on. I got a word. Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant. Pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. You hear me now? Listen to me. It was on the third day the officers went through. This is what happened. They said, when you see the ark go past, you start following it. Then you shall move. You don't move. You don't move till you see the ark gets about 2,000 cubits ahead. You don't move. Then you shall move. They had to be willing to get up and move forward when they saw the ark pass. Come on. Come on. He said, stay about a half mile behind, a safe distance. He told them how they would walk. He said, this is how you're going to walk. One half mile, you ain't going to get no closer. And you better not get no further away. You ready? You see, I'm here to tell you. I don't read nowhere where any of them said, I'll walk like I want to walk. I don't read where any of them spoke up and said, hey, I'll get 100 yards behind it. You'll die then. I'll get 2 miles behind. You'll get lost. Come on, folks. You got to wake yourself up. When the word's been preached and God brings us somewhere, you got to be willing. I'm going to follow. Anybody with me? I feel it now. I'm going to follow. I know the Spirit's moving in the church. I know revival's here. Me and my wife got a prophecy this morning. A man of God texted me and my wife, said, God's heard your prayers. God's going to be on time. God's not forsaking you, and don't lose hope because God's going to answer your prayers. And he told us. Can I hear you? No matter what comes, we can't lose our place where God's brought the church. We can't move from this place. We got to stay in step with the Holy Ghost. That's why some are not seeing the promises of God. They don't want to walk like God tells them to walk. I'm not going to do what you're telling me to do. Joshua 5, after crossing the Jordan, and getting in to possess the promised land, Joshua had to, he had to circumcise the entire male population of Israel after crossing the Jordan. After crossing the Jordan. Come on, folks. Come on. I said this morning, get yourself busy. My sweet Jesus. Why sit in your house when you've got one life to live? I know when you're crippled. I know I got common sense. But my God, when he gives you two legs and two arms, Pastor, my back, don't give me that. Whew, here we go, Jesus. I got a plate with six screws. I got two long screws in my hip this long. You ain't going to tell me nothing about pain. You ain't going to tell me nothing about stiffness. You ain't going to tell me nothing about arthritis. He knocks on my door every morning. He said, hey, I'm home. I said, good to meet you. But you fixing to open that door because I'm coming out. I'm not staying and sitting down all day long. You got to get up and move. There's fresh air out there. Other day I was watering some sod we put out. You ever put out sod? That's bad on your back. We watered some sod and my mind had a flashback. Brother Josh, when I was a young boy, so my cousin, they remember this. Papa Hart and him, Mama had all kind of rose flowers out in the yard. Had pots, and I remember Papa walking out and late in the evening, water hose, watering them. It had a flashback. I remember standing, sometime I'd do it for him. How many of y'all done it for him, Papa, before? Lift your hand. We'd get out, we'd water them flowers. We'd water them, and I said, oh my God, flashback. Then I had my grandkids, they come up, Papa, can we water that? Yeah, y'all water it. And I said, good God almighty. I remember my grandfather. Y'all want to water them? And we watered them. My God, get outside. You're going to die of dust in the house. You're going to die on a... What did you do? I just sit and watch TV all my life. Brother Eddie told me this morning, said, I'm telling you what, I'll rent Sister Deborah out and mow anybody's yard. I thought he was going to mow the yard, but it was Sister Deborah. I was fixing to get him about 10 yards and mow if he was going to mow them. Say, get outside. I'm going to make a point here in just a minute. Joshua said, before we go where God tells us, we got to move. We got to cross this Jordan. Man, I feel him. Understand, when God brings us to a place that seems impossible, he's going to make a way for us to get through it to show you he is leading us to a better place. Can I tell some of you in the house tonight, you're on a way to a better place. You're on a journey to a better place. I know you may be at the river. You may be at the Jordan. It may be look rough. It don't look good. But God's got you on a better journey to a better place. Somebody magnify him. I feel him in the house. After getting across, it wasn't finished. He had to circumcise the entire male population of Israel because all the men who were old enough to fight in the battle when they left Egypt had died in the wilderness. Those who had been born during the years in the wilderness had to be circumcised. That's the covenant with God. The covenant, the cutting of the foreskin is cutting away the flesh of the old flesh and walking into a new covenant with God. Thank God. You can laugh all you want to. Thank God, repentance in the water and Holy Ghost. You men should be on your stinking feet saying, amen. I have prayed that prayer many times. Thank you for the new covenant. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your pain. Thank you for your endeavors. Because now I can repent, be baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the Holy Ghost. I have the new covenant. You see, that's the new covenant. They had to be cut away the old skin. Getting ready to step into the new era of God. There are some that don't want to get rid of the old flesh. It's painful. That flesh will fight you. I don't want to give up my dope and junk. I don't want to give up my carnality. I don't want to give it up. You ain't going to cut me. I ain't going to give up my sins. Come on. I ain't going to give it up. I don't care what that preacher says. I don't care what he says. I ain't going to give it up. Josh said, boys, before we go where God tells us, and we can go, we got to get rid of this. And I don't know about you, but I can see old Joshua sharpening them old flint rocks. Chipping them away. And every man had to sharpen flint rocks. Knowing what was fixing to happen. I'm going to walk off in it. Knowing the pain they're fixing to endure. Knowing what they was fixing to go through. They was having to sharpen their own flint rock. Come on, folks. When you're going to get rid of something of the flesh, your flesh knows the pain it's fixing to go through because your flesh don't want to give it up. But what's going to take is some of you take a good Holy Ghost flint rock against yourself and say, you fixing to leave this body. You got to cut yourself away from it. Is anybody in the house looking for some freedom? Is anybody in the house looking for some joy? I'm telling you, some of you need to get angry at your flesh. You need to get your Holy Ghost flare out and say, I'm going to cut you out of me. I'm going to cut you away from me. I'm going to get rid of you and get out of my life where I can go where God has anointed us to go. Oh yeah, that's the Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to sharpen that old flint rock in the spirit and cut it away. Cut away that which will keep you out of the promised land. That spirit, that habit, that corrupting thing in your home, marriage, or life, cut it out. You need to get a hold of a sharp flint rock in the spirit. And you need to cut away that flesh. The main thought will be, will it hurt? It's going to hurt. I don't want to have to get rid of this. I've had it so long in my life, I don't want to get rid of it. I don't think you heard me this morning. We got one life to live. We ain't a cat. Whether that's so or not. If that's so, I want Jesus to tell me. Where'd they come up with nine lives? They populate like a bunch of rats. I see so many cats around my neighborhood, I don't know where they're coming from. But I know one thing, they eat from many tables because they some fat jokers. Are they not, Sister Mary? They look like lions now. I'm here to tell you now. You listen to me right now. We got one life. What? I want to just throw some water. Wake up. We got one life. One life. One life to live. If it took getting a sharp flint and said, you're hindering me. I know God has more for me. I got to get rid of you before I get into that place with God. I can see it in his word. I can see it in the Holy Ghost. I can see it when a man of God preaches. I know it's there. I know more is there. I can see it. I can feel it. I can taste it. But I got to cut this thing out of my life. God, I feel the sweet spirit of God. Does anybody have a desire to move from Gibeth into the promised land? The Gibeth is where they were. It means a high place, a high mountain. You gotta be fixed at Gibeth to move on. You gotta go there. After Gibeth, Israel is ready to move into Jericho. God tells them what they had to do to take down Jericho. And he tells them what would curse them before going into Jericho. Joshua 6:18 and 19. God has given us a word, what will curse us. And ye, if any wise, keep yourself from the cursed things, lest you make yourself a curse. Unless, say, I do. Unless we make yourself accursed, when you take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it, I make myself accursed. I make myself accursed. He said, but all the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron consecrated unto the Lord, they shall come in the treasure of the Lord. God had given them his word, what will bless us and what will curse us. Joshua was the mouthpiece of God. God's favor was on Israel. He showed them his ability in parting the Jordan River and allowing them to cross. My God, there's nothing worth polluting your house. There's no spirit, there's no person, there's no substance, there's no addiction. Today's my day. Come on, somebody, shout, it's my day. Let me tell you something. Sin makes you smell nasty, look nasty, and act nasty. This is one of my things. You have your things, I got my thing. I can't stand going down, getting to a four-way, and looking over, you ready, and seeing a beautiful woman. She's a nice-looking lady. When she does that, I go, nasty. Y'all afraid to even move. I mean, I can go up to a red light, Sister Tom. I go, you know, that's a pretty lady. Ooh. Nasty. I don't want to be kissing my wife like I'm kissing some kind of pile of wood. You could eat 10 boxes of syrup, still smell it. Got news for you. When you smoke weed, we still smell it. Me and my wife pulled off. What day was it? Coming down to the church, check on the cows. And we got behind the car before we got to the church. We had the munchies. You hungry? We called Katie. Katie, get us a hamburger. We hungry. We got so high before we got here, we were smiling. Had joy. It wasn't of the Holy Ghost. But that stuff makes you stink. Makes you live nasty. Y'all done got quiet. I guess half of you hooked. We need to have an addiction class. You hear me? Remember, Israel is right with God. They received the word of how to take down Jericho. Joshua 6, 1 through 6 tells us that. I'm not going to read it. He said, you got to walk around the walls one time a day. On the seventh day, you got to do it seven times. You got to follow the priest behind the ark. Right before their eyes, God brings the walls down because they were obedient to his word. Come on, church. I got to bring somebody a word of faith. He's burning in my spirit all week long for the night. You hear me now. If you live God's word, he ain't going to let you down. He ain't going to let you down. I said, God ain't going to let you down. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what you're going through. I'm here to tell you, you live God's word, he's going to stand behind you. Brother Randall preached to me this morning in the office. He didn't know it, but he did. He was talking, he's going to speak on Mother's Day. He said, I'm telling you, he was very serious and could feel it from his heart. He said, if it wasn't for my mom's prayers, I probably wouldn't be here. He said, you hear me, Brother Wilbanks? You keep praying. You may not see it now. He said, but when you're gone, those prayers will be heard. Encourage, come on. He's telling us. He's telling me, you keep doing what God's telling us. God's going to bring it to pass. In Hebrews 11, there was heroes of faith that had faith. They was told things and promised things and believed things, but they didn't see it all. But after they were gone, it still came to pass. I'm here to tell you right now, somebody needs to stand up in the Holy Ghost. It's going to come to your life. It's going to come to pass. God's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down. God shows them his ability and power. They take Jericho with no problem. Shout, no problem. Here we go. There was no problems. Look around and see. If there's a problem, you need to look around and see what's causing it. Joshua 1 and 1. Listen to this. Joshua, yes, 1 and 1. God, I mean 7 and 1, excuse me, 7 and 1. God tells us. He tells Joshua that. But the children of Israel committed. Joshua said, Lord, what happened here? Why did we lose a battle? Why did 36 men die at Ai? Why? But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accused thing for Achan, the son of Kemah. He said he took the cursed thing. He took the cursed thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. God, anger comes up when we pick up sin. I know for a long time things I was fighting. And my spirit had to get right before it stopped. My spirit had to get right. I was praying, Brother Jim. I was praying a prayer. But yet down in me, I know why it ain't coming. I know why it ain't happening, because I got to get this right. Has anybody been there? Yeah, I've been there. We know as soon as we moved out of cursed thing, then you feel the hand of God and the spirit of God moving. I'm here to tell you tonight in this house, when we clean house, there's some good things coming. It ain't going to be 6 months down the road. It ain't going to be a year down the road. God's going to bring his word to your house immediately. God's not going to fail you. He's not going to turn his back on you. He's going to bring the promise to your house. Because Achan, hear me right now. Achan thought, I can get away with taking a few things. I think I can get away with it. I think I can hide just good enough to get away with it. But the guy told me one time, he said, you'll never hide enough from God. I can get away with having a bad spirit. No, you won't. I know God said it would be a curse, but I think I can get away with it. Why sit and allow the curse to rule your life? Why? It caused the anger of the Lord against Israel. Sin and rebellion against God's word will bring God's anger. Sin will curse any blessing that God has promised on your life. Health, wealth, and spirit, it will curse it. Joshua sends Israel, as I said, to Ai. 36 men dies for nothing. How much do we have to lose for us to realize that we know the problem, we just need to clean house? Here we go. If your health is decreasing, you know the problem. If your finances is decreasing, you know the problem. If your spirit is decreasing, you know the problem. But how much do we have to lose before we get it right? I'm going to say it again. You can sit there and look at me. How much do we have to lose before we get it right? I'm screaming as loud as I can, looking at you, said, how much do we have to lose before we get it right? You think hell ain't hot? You think hell ain't real? You think it ain't right here? You think you can handle hell? Hell is 7 times hotter than regular fire. It's tormenting day and night. Come on, you think it ain't hot? You think it ain't? I can get away for this. God ain't gonna find this in my house. I can hide it under things. You can hide it all you want, but he knows where it is. You can hide it. You can hide things in your heart, walk around with a smile on, but God knows it's there. You can act holy, look holy, and you can play holy, but God knows it's there. Come on here. I'm here to tell you. God knows it's there. Sin will curse any blessing. Joshua sends Israel to defeat Ai. He finds there's some sin in the house. Sometimes we're trying to have a victory, but victory won't come. Why? I know you may not be like me. You can sit there and look at me, but I get kind of agitated at God. Tell me why it ain't happening. I'll fix it. Get y'all. You think I'm saying to him, God, tell me. If it's something in my spirit, you've got to tell me. Why? Because I know he can perform miracles. I know he can divide the sea. I know he can multiply the fish and bread. I know he's a way maker. I know he can do it. But what is hindering it, Lord? What's hindering this battle? What's hindering this victory? Tell me. Ain't no man gonna tell me how to dress. Ain't no man gonna tell me how to look. Ain't no man gonna tell me what I can do and what I can't do. Ain't no man gonna tell me where I can go and can't go. Ain't no man gonna tell me how to raise my kids. Ain't no man gonna tell me. Yeah, you got some stuff hid. Joshua 7:6, please. So this wings come. Somebody says it's time to clean the house. I don't know about you, but I've been this way lately with God. And finally, if I say finally, God settled my spirit with an answer. Brother David, he settled my spirit with this answer. I can't change the ones I'm praying for. No matter how much I want to take my hands and change them, I can't. But I do know that if I keep praying, God can move on them and things be changed. So what I've got to do is keep my mouth off of them and let God fight the battle. And the more God put that in my spirit, the more peace I have in my heart. And it don't feel like I'm beating the drum or beating against the wall. I feel like I'm in before the throne and God's hearing. And Joshua rent his clothes, fell the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening tide. He and the elders of Israel and put dust upon their heads. Joshua felt begin to mourn because of the loss of 36 people, 36 men in battle. Verse 10, let's go down. He said this, and the Lord, he cried out to God. This is what God said. And the Lord said to Joshua, get thee up, whether thou liest die upon thy face, get up. Sometimes we can lose things and we can pray ourselves crazy. You know what I mean? Anybody know what I mean? Pray yourself crazy? Some of y'all don't know. Okay. I'm not going to pray my kids right or my grandkids right. I got to pray that they find what's right. Israel had sinned And they have also trespassed my covenant, God said, which I command. They didn't listen to what I told them. That's why they had 36 men die. Why am I having hell in my marriage? Woo. Boy, I'm fixing to shuck the corn on you men. It's coming. It's coming. I'm going to wait till y'all here. If I got to preach it like Brother Cornwell 27 times. I'm going to preach to the women too. Them women are a gift from God. A gift from God. Children are gift. Well, it goes, Sister Amber's getting on Nala. She look, I said, whoa, that's a good mama right there, Nala. I know you may not like her. She's getting on you right now, but I said, tell your mama you love her. I love you, mama. I said, oh, you're rolling your eyes. I'd slap you right now. I'm going to tell you something, man. We got a lot to be thankful for. Trespass the covenant that come in. For they have even taken the cursed thing and have also stolen. Also, and they have put it even among their own. They put it among their own stuff. Put it in their house. I know you may say, well, I'm not emotional. And I don't worship emotionally. I don't pray emotionally. You let hell get a hold of your kids. You'll get emotional. I said, yeah, you'll get emotional. And I may have to come and try to keep you out of jail. Grandparents, you get emotional. But he said, therefore the children of Israel could not stand. You can't even stand before enemies. You can't stand before adversities, battles, and trials. Couldn't stand. But turned their backs before their enemies because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore. God said, I'm not going to be with you anymore because of the sin you got hid among you. Except you destroy the accursed thing from among you. Why do you keep hanging on to spirits and habits and things in this world that's accursing you? Why? Why? Sanctify the people, he said. I say. Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there's a cursed thing in the midst of you. O ye Israel, that thou cannot stand before thy enemies. You can't stand before your enemies because you got some sin among you. Until you take away the cursed thing from among you. My favor ain't going to be on you till you take it away. Somebody shout, take it away. Anybody hear it? It's time to get rid of that which is accursing your life. It's time to clean the house. Has anybody heard anything? Whatever it is. I don't care how much you like doing it. God said you can't do it. You can't do it. I don't care how much you get mad at me preaching it. I tell you, God said it's a sin. It's a sin. You get mad. I love you. I'm going to be accountable for your soul. I'm not going to stand at judgment. God said, oh yeah, he told you. You just got in the car and talked about him. You whispered at each other. You didn't like what he said, but he was trying to make you healthier, wealthier, and stronger in the spirit. You didn't like it. If you cared about yourself as much as I do, you'd be stronger than you are. I'm going to say it again. If you cared as much about you as I do, you'd be stronger than you are. Let's stand on your feet. You done got quiet as a mouse. I feel the genuine spirit of God right now. I feel his spirit all over me. verse 24 and 25. Please let me read this. It says, time to clean the house. How many can be honest with God, be honest with him? How many can lift your hand and say, Pastor, I heard the word tonight. Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan. Look what they did. They went and got the sin that was cursing the house. Took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment, the wedge of gold, and his sons and daughter. They took, look at this. They took his sons. It affected his children. It affected his children. His daughters, his oxen, his asses, his sheep, his tent. They took his house. Why am I losing? Why I'm losing? Why am I losing what I'm losing? He took it all. All that he had. Say all that he had. How many thanks God for what you do have? My house, Brother Eddie, it ain't the biggest house on the block, but it's my house. It has a clean floor, Brother Roy. Have a comfortable chair to sit in. I have running water. I can go to the restroom, get me something cold out of the refrigerator. I'm blessed. It's a clean house. My wife stayed home yesterday, cleaned the house. She went and did her thing. She enjoys. I love my wife because she likes a clean house. Clean house. Say clean house. Say clean house. When you walk in, you can smell Clorox. I like it, Sister Kim. Clean. Clothes ain't jammed up on the bed. Don't move, don't wink. I ain't been at your house. Clothes jammed up on the bed, piled at the end of the bed. Go to the bathroom, pile of towels and clothes all over. You got to kick them to go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm getting on something. Stuff piled all over the table. You can't even eat supper at the table because you got some. Look like a laundry mat in a mailbox. Man. But he said, Israel went, got his house, got his kids. Your sin's going to affect everything about you. It's going to affect your house, your family, your possessions. It's time to clean the house. It's time to get rid of some stuff. It's time to say, you've been here long enough. You've been in my house long enough. Come on, folks. You want somebody else to come preach. I preach the same thing they come and preach. You ain't going to listen to them. You ain't going to listen to me. Say, it's time to clean the house. Here we go. They took him to the Valley of Achor. They killed everything he had. His sons, his daughters, his animal, his possessions, his house, his possession. The sins that he stole were burned. He burned everything. You understand your sins ain't going to save you. Your sins ain't going to cause you to prosper. Brother Roy, he testified. I can use him as an example. Brother Roy, did your alcohol ever make you prosper? No, but Jim, that dope ever make you prosper? But I was there the night he got the Holy Ghost and prayed through. I was there the night God filled him with the Holy Ghost and boomville on the right, left side of the church. I was standing behind him. God hit him, filled him with the Holy Ghost. I was with him. Come on, it's time to clean the house. Come on, folks. Come on, young people. It's time to clean your phone up. Time to clean your TV up. I don't know about you, but every time you turn on a show now, they shoving that stuff in your face. You can't even watch nothing decent no more about, I will say it, boo. You can't even watch nothing no more that you're seeing two women kissing, two men kissing. That's why I'm watching Bugs Bunny. Little House on the Prairie. That'll show you correction. Get that limb, whoop that girl. Come on, is anybody ready for the house to be cleaned? Let's lift our hearts and hands quickly to the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the voice of God. The voice of the Lord is speaking right now. Come on. Come on, church. Come on, saints. I want to give this invitation. The Lord has revealed something. You're talking to him about it. You've been talking to him about it. And this word confirms what you've been talking to him about. Won't you come stand before the throne tonight? Come and stand. He's here. Oh, he's here. Come on, he's here right now. He's here. Oh, he's here. It's time to clean the house. It's time to clean the house. I don't care what they say. I don't care. You're not going to tell me what he's preaching is wrong. I'm going to listen to the man of God. I'm going to listen to what he's preaching. I'm going to do it. I'm not touching that stuff. I'm not touching it. It'll curse my house. It'll curse my kids. It'll curse my possessions. God's favor won't be on me.
We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.